And I want you to go to 1 Timothy chapter number 3. One verse. You said, how in the world can you tell me that the whole story of why God come is in one verse? I can't just tell you that. I'm going to show you that in the Word of God. You know, there's a lot of things kind of hard to believe sometimes. I read something this week I did not know, that honey won't spoil. You can eat honey from 6,000 years ago. And believe it or not, it won't spoil. Now you say, that's hard to believe, preacher. And I'll tell you something else hard to believe. Is that a full head of hair is strong enough to hold 12 tons. And I think I got about 20 pounds left. And something else you might not believe is dead people sometimes get goosebumps. You said, I don't believe that. Well, I preach to some sometimes, and I see it. Amen. First Timothy chapter 3. You see, you're going to show us all of it. I am. And it may be hard to believe some of these great truths. That's why it starts out this verse with such a tone. Listen to this. And without controversy. What he's really saying is there's a lot of controversy on everything that I'm going to say from that point on. Oh, yes, there's controversy about the virgin birth. And you may discuss it, and you may not believe it, but believe it or not, it is the Word of God. Without controversy, now I'm telling you the whole story. Great is the mystery of godliness. There is not a greater message given to this world than the message of Jesus. It's life-changing. It'll change our world. It has changed our world. Hey, by the way, they're still discussing Jesus 2,000 years later. He's real. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. Now notice all these great truths. God was manifested in the flesh. Justified in the spirit. Seen of angels. Preached unto the Gentiles. Believed on in the world. And received up in glory. Now I want to ask you, that's the whole shoot match. Say, Preacher Smith, explain all those six things. I will in the next 10 minutes or so. First of all, God was manifested in the flesh. That is the doctrine of incarnation. And the Word was made flesh. We know that we taught you last week about the virgin birth and the biology of the virgin birth and Christmas. But I want all you to know, God in heaven came down and robed in flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Let me quote this verse. In the beginning was the Word. By the way, the Word's Jesus. And the Word was with God. Now notice, and the Word was God. God was manifested in the flesh. God left the ivory palaces of heaven. God came down enrobed in human flesh. You say, why? So he could be the 100% God and 100% man. He was the very God-man. Glory to God. You say, well, I just can't handle that. Well, I tell you, the only way you can handle that is by faith. We know the worlds were created by the word of God. By faith. And people stumble over the truth of the gospel because they try to rationalize it and figure it out. And ladies and gentlemen, God's a lot higher than you are, and God's thoughts are higher than you are, and you can't understand the great mysteries of God, but you can believe them.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Truth number one. Glory to God. God was manifested in the flesh. That's the incarnation. But look at the... Stay with me. Look at the next little phrase. Justified in the Spirit. That's the resurrection of our Lord. Hey, he came the first time for one reason. And I think Scott Pauley said it well in one of his posts the other day. It would be a high crime for us to preach the incarnation without preaching the real purpose and why he came. And he came to die and be buried and on the third day arise. And he was justified by the Spirit. He was declared to be the Son of God by the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of holiness that brought him out of the grave. And ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know that same Jesus that came in a manger, that same Jesus that left heaven's glory, went to an old rugged cross and was nailed there and died there and took your place and shed his blood for you. And they put him into a barren tomb. But on the third day, he arose. Amen. Then number three. Boy, this is getting good. Listen. God was manifest in the flesh, the incarnation. Justified in the Spirit, the resurrection. Seen of angels, the ascension. This same Jesus that left will come back in like manner. I want you to know he ascended. You said, where did he go? He went to the right hand of God. And you know what he's doing right now? This will make a Baptist shout. He's making intercession for me and you. I want you to know why. Because when he saves us, we're old flesh and we can't keep ourselves. We'd be lost in 5 minutes. But I'm glad because of the death, the burial, and the resurrection, and the fact that he's at the right hand of God making intercession for us. Thank God it's a finished work. He sat down. That means he's done, and he made the way, and all you need to do is come and believe it. Lord, have mercy. He arose. And he ascended. And he's right there right now. And I tell you what they're getting ready for. I can't wait. We're going to have the Passion Play, I think, this spring. I can't wait. But I tell you what's happening. I believe the angel of the Lord is licking his lips right now. See, he went up that he might come back down. He's coming again. Look at the world events. Look at what's happening right now. I got a lot of preaching this morning. Look at what's happening right now. You see it. Hey, people come to me all the time. What is going on in our world? It can't last much longer. Ladies and gentlemen, our redemption draweth nigh. He ascended up that he might come again. And he's going to come after the church and rapture us up. And then 7 years later, he's going to come back with the church back to the ground. Somebody help me preach. I just thought I'd give you the whole dose. Number four, we see the incarnation. He was manifest in the flesh. We see the resurrection. He's justified in the spirit. We see the ascension. He was seen of angels. But also we see the proclamation of our Lord. Listen to this. Somebody ought to get happy right here. He's preached unto the Gentiles. Can you believe that that man, that little baby, and when they did that, Mary, did you know, I started thinking about her looking at him, and she was looking at the very face of God. And that little baby would grow up, live a perfect, sinless life, go to a cross, die, go to the right hand of God, and then give me and every preacher like me the commission to preach the gospel to the whole world. Thank God that be no gospel without Jesus. And he is the gospel, the death, the burial, and the resurrection. Not baptism, not Muhammad, not Buddha, not the Pope, not confessing to some priest. No, we got a high priest. And we preach Jesus. I think Wednesday night, one of our preacher men, he done it so well. He said, we would see Jesus. I tell you what this world needs. We need to see Jesus, his death, his burial, and resurrection. By the way, sinner, if you ever see Jesus and ever know really who he is and repent of your sin, you'll know all about it then. Number five. Y'all all right? Yeah. Woo! Let's go over this again, Chad. He was manifest in the flesh, incarnation, justified in the spirit, resurrection, seen of angels, ascended, proclaimed proclamation of the Lord, preached unto the Gentiles, but believed on in this world. That's salvation. Now look at me carefully. I'm closing the door on this message. Don't make no mistake about it. There's only one way to be saved. He said, I am the door. I am the way. And by grace are you saved through faith. The word is nice. The word of faith that we preach. That if I shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I'm glad for, somebody help me. I'm glad for January 31st, 1973. When the high sheriff of heaven came and arrested me and put me under conviction, and I trusted by faith, volitionally, willfully. Nobody made me do it. I wasn't born again to get to do it. I was born again after I done it. Amen. Then I'll close. And you that's getting ready to get baptized, when I start the invitation, you come. Listen to the last phrase. Believed on the world and received up into glory. And that's the exaltation of the Lord. Every knee shall bow. Somebody help me. And every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. To the glory of the Father. Now I want you to look at me. It would be better right now to bow here at the altar and repent and trust Christ instead of having to bow at the white throne judgment and say, yes, I believe that's who he was, and you be cast into hell. You say, why do sinners go to hell? It's not because they smoke and they drink. No, that's not it. That's not it. That's not it. It's because they don't come to a place in their life where they confess Christ as their Savior. That's what sends sinners to hell. Unbelief. Amen? You weren't predestined to go to hell and predestined to go to heaven. No, no, no. You have a choice this morning. And why not confess him now instead of having to wait later and confess him and die and go to hell? God have mercy. Bow your head with me. You that's getting baptized, please come on to get ready. Heads bow. And by the way, don't leave us. We got a gift for you when you leave here in a moment. But heads bow and eyes closed. No one looking around. Let me say, Preacher Smith, you told the whole story. If you died today, how many of you in this room know that you know that you know you're saved and born again and on your way to heaven? Raise your hand. Hold them up high as you can. If you don't know, don't raise them. Thank you. Thank you. May put them down. How many right now say, Preacher, I believe what you preached, but you've never received it yet? How many say, I believe that, Preacher. I believe he died. I believe he came. But how many right now say, Preacher, if I died today, I'd be in hell. But I don't want to die and go to hell. I want to be saved. I want to know this story. I want this story to be real in my life. How many people are here without Christ? Would you slip up your hand right now and just say, pray for me. I'm not a Christian, but I want to be. I'm not saved, but I want to be. Would you pray for me? Just raise your hand. Just slip it up. Nobody's looking. I wouldn't embarrass you. Yes, I see that hand. Somebody else. Say, Preacher Smith, I don't know for sure. But you told the whole story. All from one verse. I understood it. If you understood it and you're here lost, you need to come and get saved. Stand with me. Our Father, after this great, joyous time of worship with the children, and the word has been proclaimed, every gospel truth has been given, there's nothing left on the table. It's all done. You've finished it. You said on the cross, it is finished. I pray, Lord, right now, that you draw sinners to you. I know it's a big crowd. Maybe folks are nervous, but intimidated by the crowd. Holy Spirit of God, hush the devil and draw folks here and help them get right with God. In Jesus' name, amen.